In my last lecture on the Rambam, I pointed out to you the greatness of his work, the Mishnah Torah, and how it was and remains the towering work of Jewish law of halacha. One has to also, I feel, see the Mishnah Torah in the background of the times in which it was written. Many times fundamental books and foundations of knowledge come to the fore at certain times because of circumstances that are outside of Judaism. The Muslim world in the 12th and 13th centuries was far ahead of the Christian world in what we would call civilization. The Christian world was much more primitive. It was much more illiterate. In the Christian world, the rate of illiteracy in the early and middle part of the Middle Ages was extremely high. And in fact, literacy was left to be almost the exclusive domain of the clergy. Among the Muslims, literacy was high. Poetry, linguistics, science, mathematics, astronomy, all of these things played a great role in their lives. And therefore, the Rambam was raised in an extremely cultured society for his time, certainly. Now, beginning in the 12th century, there arose both within Christianity and Islam a drive to codify laws, to put into writing what had been oral traditions or oral history. And from the 12th century onward, the strides are made in the field of literature, in the field of law, in the field of writing. And the Jews felt that influence as well. And therefore, a book such as the Mishnah Torah found greater acceptance in the 13th century than it would have in the 11th century. It was more of a necessity. And we'll see that the Mishnah Torah really culminates in the 15th century, in the 16th century, in the Shulchan Aruch, which is essentially based on much of the Rambam. And that also coincided with the coming of the printing press and with the tremendous spread of literature, writing, etc., books. In the early part of the Middle Ages, almost no one had books. A book was a rare thing to be seen. And the expense of writing a book, it was enormous because it had to be handwritten and there were no easy copies made. And therefore, the Middle Ages bestowed upon books the status of works of art. You've all seen illuminated copies of books. There was an exhibition in the New York Public Library, I think it's still there, of books from the early Middle Ages, all of which are extensively decorated, and many of them are decorated in gilt and gold and silver with expensive bindings. That didn't make the book that much more expensive. The cheapest book was out of the range of any